Hello, Mido.
G'day, boys.
Forex, it's infiltrated.
Forex and Ipswich are playing on Sunday as well.
They
so
are
that's
too.
The heart of that.
Well, we spoke about them earlier. They play this new bizarre sort of format, which is...
the Walker boys.
Well, it's just keeping the ball off the opposition and throwing it round.
It'll be interesting to watch.
Running backwards.
It'll add plenty of interest into that clash.
Keeping the ball alive. It's obviously successful.
Well, you say it's a new style.
It's been around for a while.
It's been around since the 1920s.
Yes.
Believe it or not, it was a bloke called Duncan Thompson who started it. It was called contract football, and they've adopted elements of that into their game. It's been around 100 years, believe it or not.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, look, it'd certainly be different from the structured way we watch football now. Look, no one gave them a hope at the start of the year, but they've made the grand final. They won the Queensland Cup, and now they're in the National Championship.
Yeah, it's always interesting when they play this extra game, how the two teams have reacted to winning a grand final last weekend, how much celebration's gone on at Newcastle or Ipswich to know what...
I think it's a good concept, though.
It is.
It's got concept, it's got merit.
It really adds to the day on Sunday, for sure.
Certainly
all
does.
Right, Mido, now, we're all saying, and we might be guilty of saying it every year, grand final, you expect it to be a close one, but I really think we've got a close, exciting game on our hands.
Well, everything points to that.
Yeah.
The last time they played, there was 4 points in it. It was one of the great games of this season or maybe for the last 5-10 years,
yes.
The last time they played in that semi-final. So all of the indicators point to it being a desperately close grand final that could be decided by a missed tackle, a drop ball, all the rest of it. Now, I looked into it yesterday, the betting, it'd be interesting to see what it is at right at this point of time.
Well, I can tell you, $1.85 Broncos, Cowboys $2.
There's very little in the betting. The last time we had a game with a betting, a grand final where the betting was so close, it's about 7 or 8 years ago. Believe it or not, it was 2008 when the betting was so close,
yes.
And that turned into a blowout win to Manly.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know,
what a great year that was.
It looks close, but you just never know what's going to happen on the day. It could be ruled by injuries, you know, the fitness of Jonathan Thurston. I mean, he's carried that injury. He had it last week against Melbourne and he set up 4 tries and was man of the match.
Yeah.
So, he's getting by, you know, with that. The Broncos have got slightly more experience in grand finals, in big games. That might aid them, but the Broncos don't have a Thurston. They don't have a player of that brilliance. So, you know, look, unemotionally, it's impossible to pick.
Coaches too, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Like Green used to be part of Bennett's staff some time ago, and there's an article this morning saying that while he was there, Bennett sort of held him back. Bennett has obviously left the club and come back to the Broncos, and Green's the opposition coach, so he might know a few of the old Bennett tricks.
He's had a lot of success early in his coaching career at Wynnum, as an assistant at the Roosters.
Yeah.
You know, he's already had a lot of success. Very clever bloke, Paul Green. And, that's an interesting battle, isn't it? The old and the new. Bennett doesn't tend to lose too many grand finals. He's won 7 in a row, but he has lost one. He did lose one with Canberra. He was a co-coach with Don Ferner.
He was assistant coach, wasn't he?
It was co-coach. So he was definitely credited as the coach. And he did most of the coaching. There's no one will deny that because Don Ferner used to look after most of the media and Bennett was left to coach the team. So, yeah, he has lost one as coach and it kind of gets overlooked.
Is there a stat that's saying, or alarming stat that's pointed to something that'll give someone a heads up here?
No, there's not. So that's the thing. The
Cowboys, Mido hates that.
Yeah,
the Cowboys have got an edge in attack, you know, the number of points and tries that they've scored this year. But the Broncos have been a better defensive side, and it's really interesting defensively. The Broncos are a bit compliant in their defence. They'll allow the opposition into their 20, but then they back their goal line defence. Now, that was exposed a little bit by the Roosters last week before halftime, and Jack Reid made a couple of wrong decisions and Blake Ferguson scored. So perhaps the Cowboys will be able to exploit that. But, you know, it's so hard to pick.
All right, mate. Stewie doesn't know, but I just whipped a 50 out of his wallet. this is your last 50, Mido.
Thank you, Slats.
Who are you going on?
Don't put it anywhere, mate. Just take it and go.
I'd be putting on the Cowboys. Look, as I say, unemotionally impossible to pick. I'd love to see them win their first competition. I'd love to see Thurston lead a team to a premiership. So, I'd love to see the Cowboys win.
All right, you just
money's
that
on
back.
The Cowboys.
It was actually mine.
No,
you said that.
Well, Stewie's giving you 4-1.
We'll sort that out later.
Yeah.
Hey, it was just a bit of a prop.
Was that a prop for this? Was that a gag in there somewhere? Was it? Mido, as always, it's going to be a cracking grand final. 7, can he make it 8? I'm going down the Broncos path. I've just
hang on a minute. You were Cowboys yesterday.
No,
he was Cowboys yesterday.
I'm Cowboys. I'm a bit like you, Jonathan Thurston.
Sit strong. He's Cowboys.
Jonathan Thurston. That's right. I'm Cowboys. Oh, right. Relax.
Cowboys.
You did a gag with money. I did a gag to wind you up.
Oh yes, that's right. Okay.
Jonathan Thurston.
The premiership in their 20th anniversary year. It's 10 years today, in fact, since they were in their last grand final against West Tigers, the Cowboys. So, but if Brisbane win, Hodges goes out on a winning note. There's a fairy tale there as well, and Bennett becomes equal highest or most premierships as a coach. So there's a fairy tale either way.
Bring it on. Can't wait.
Yeah, we're all excited. So what about in the national championship, just while we've got 5 minutes, which way are you going? Ipswich?
Well, I think probably Ipswich. I think they've probably performed better this year in the Intrust Cup. Newcastle only won 11 games to scrape into the eight in the New South Wales Cup, so I guess. And last year, the Northern Pride managed to beat Penrith, the Queensland.
Yep.
Maybe there's a better standard in the Intrust Super Cup. You probably won't like to hear that, Stewie, but...
no, I don't.
Perhaps.
Surprisingly enough. No. But it's hard to... Look, it's certainly going to be interesting. And in the 20s, obviously the Trbojevic's are running around for Manly. He was very dominant, Tom, I think, in the...
Tom scored an awful lot of tries this year in both grades. But the Panthers have beaten Manly comfortably three times this year. Manly have come into the eight in really good form, but I think the Panthers should win that
one. Good on you, mate. And Cole Chisel as well.
Looking forward to that.
Let's hope they play a little bit of K-San. That'd be nice. Goes for a while.
Do you really want to bring that up again?
I'm not bringing it up. It's a great song.
Enjoy it, boys.
And if... we might get Jimmy on to sing it for us. Good on you, Middo.
Thanks, fellas.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, lads.
I'll just have that 50 back. Thank you very much.